morning I was just looking over fourth chapter Adi Lila, and that was when Krishna Skaraj Goswami is talking about the confidential nature of the Lord Chaitanya's appearance. He talks about camel-like devotees. It's a camel-like people. He talks about camel-like devotees. In other words, that they're devotees, but they're still camel-like.
Still chewing on the thorns.
Yeah. It was so windy last night.
Yeah.
I had to close my window. And
it's still windy, though.
It's not, not so bad. It's really, really hanging away. At least I finished that... that appendix, and then I started working on and just re-editing that chapter.
Chapter 12?
13. Morning. I was watching a photographer comes to the edge of the bridge, and then he was offering prayers to Jamuna Ganga Devi, and then it looked like he was offering also prayers to the bridge, touching the bridge. I don't know whether they were for a good income or so on. But he was praying. They really don't look very busy. Unless they've really been taking a beating with a
digital photography.
Yeah, everyone's got their own cameras. Before, they used to be the people. They were the only ones who took pictures. There's, I was looking for him when he first came. There's this sort of semi crippled, deaf and dumb, or at least dumb beggar. He's very small. I remember when he used to be here. He used to really run after everyone. Today I was just watching him. Now he's out on the bridge, but usually he's out here. He was just moving really slow.
Oh, I think that's wrong.
I must have seen he's... In the first few days I didn't see him, but yeah, very short. Pants and a shirt.
Yeah, I see.
He used to be so active, I used to think boy, Sankatan devotees were like that. He was just like running. Doesn't have the same pizzazz. It's a tough life. And you see this woman over here who's got her 3-year-old, 4-year-old kid dressed up as Lord Shiva walking around. It's just amazing. In the West, they throw her in jail. Here it's like, I mean, more or less a slave trade. And every time the child gets a little money, he comes back and gives it to her. She looks at it, puts it away, and goes. Yeah, it's slave trade. And police walk back, no one asks why isn't the kid going to school, or India's still got a long way to go. you want to go today.
I'd like to go to the falls.
Falls on this side?
Yeah.
So let's just take we should just check to see if there are any clouds before we leave. At least if there's no clouds, then it's a good chance that I didn't notice yesterday, but by the time we got there, it was already getting overcast. Yeah, waterfalls is nice.
It's not usually crowded? Those rafts?
No. No. Of course, I haven't been there, but because it's so far, it's because all these kids here, these village kids, go there swimming. Over there, the only people that would come are... It's not rapids, it's a good swimming place. There's a beach there also. Are the babas who live there. And from there, you can really see a lot of the beaches on the other side. See what it's about. Things become a little peaceful. It's like easier to think and sort of calm down. Resistance to go running out the door. They make a proposal.
Especially with this guy saying subdue or die. submit yeah. Or die.
It must have been really rough then. I mean, India was rough at that time. Imagine traveling across. There was a bus, famed bus.
Goes through Khyber Pass.
They used to go from London to Delhi. It was some kind of hippie bus, and he used to go through all of those countries. You remember what its name was? It was kind of. I think even devotees went on it in the beginning, and then it sort of stopped. And it drove.
It wasn't mentioned by Ken Kesey, was it?
I don't know. And it drove all the way there. And it drove all the way from London through Europe and Iran, Turkey, and Afghanistan,
Pakistan,
and yeah.
No, there was no bus on his travels.
I never went off to India. It was just so much easier. India coming to the West. the stories were, you know, those Baba Ram Das books.
Be Here Now.
Be Here Now, that's right.
I read that.
And then used to have the radio tapes. Used to have radio shows where he or someone else used to read those parts of the book.
There's someone else that I used to read these books a lot out in San Francisco. He was a self-proclaimed guru of sorts. His name was Stephen Gaskin. Acid was a means for self-realization.
Yeah. I met Balaram Das who came to Canada. Stayed in the Eastern Townships in some place. I went there with some friends, my wife. And then when I came in, it was just this house, stayed someone's house, big house, farm. Some girl was massaging his feet. I told my wife, this is really fishy. I said, this is what yogis are supposed to be doing, having girls massage his feet.
I met him, but there were not very favorable circumstances.
Uh-huh. What did he mean?
He was giving a lecture at Boston University. We were out distributing books in front of the hall where he was holding his lecture.
Uh-huh.
And he personally came out. And he really liked.
But he got on the book distributor's case.
Oh, he was really, I mean, he was really livid.
Interesting.
Go start doing your own program, sell your propaganda, get out of here. You know, he rented this hall.
That's interesting. Yeah, he was bogus. But the only good thing was, right somewhere towards the end of the book, if not right at the end of the book, he says that if you want to know more about spiritual life, you can read the Bhagavad Gita. And when I saw that, then I went to the temple for a Bhagavad Gita. That was an obligation to go around this. They didn't have one.
Temple didn't have one.
They said go to the bookstore.
Serious?
Yeah, had to go. And unfortunately, the bookstore, there were so many. I picked up Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita amongst all of them. The old blue one.
With Denise Liebertov?
Huh?
With Denise Liebertov?
Was that?
I think she wrote a little.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of them. There were many. I didn't know what am I going to do. But I took that one. I remember I went to the temple. Sri Pati was there. I said, I asked him about Baba Ram Das. He said, there's so many Babas. I said, well, he said, anyway, you get a Bhagavad Gita here at the temple. You get a Bhagavad Gita. He says, no, rather from. So what did I get for him? I said, well, you just have to go to the bookstore. So I went to the university bookstore just opposite McGill. Just straight opposite the main entrance. It was just in the basement, big, big bookstore. And they had so many. And this is Krishna, and then we walked out with that. That was my first book. Okay, 10 o'clock, 9:30. I'll go till 11. We'll get ready for a meeting. And then we'll pack lunch.
Yeah. Best we're going to walk all the way up to the falls.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I don't know whether you're getting it, but all of a sudden flies appeared. They just all of a sudden appeared. Yesterday they just appeared out of nowhere.
They're a nuisance.
Which is going to make resting here a little difficult. When I'm awake, I don't mind, but I'm trying to rest. So maybe possible to rest out there as well. We'll see.
To rest outside?
To rest out there, yeah. In just the shade of a big, big rock. They're less likely to be out there than here. Otherwise, I don't know what else to do with them. I'm not gonna go.